Welcome to the Brandmaster Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brandmaster Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brandmaster Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builder? Stephen Hurahan here at brandmasteracademy.com. And in this video, you're going to learn 14 psychological marketing hacks to influence buyers to say yes, so you can understand the mind of the audience you want to influence and leverage their primitive behavioral patterns so they choose your brand over your competitors. Now, when it comes to branding and marketing, we're dealing with people. And when it comes to people, we're dealing with a primitive being that's been evolving for millions of years. Now, through this evolution, humans have built up thousands of instinctive signals which send specific messages to the brain to ultimately keep us alive. One message might signal a threat and the other safety. And although purchasing one product over another is not a life or death situation, these survival signals are still at play. When you understand them, you can leverage them to influence how they see your brand and ultimately how they buy. So let's dive deeper into the most influential of those signals and how you can leverage them to draw your customers in. Now, the first signal we should talk about is reciprocity. Now, reciprocity is the law that we inherently feel a sense of obligation to reciprocate a kind gesture. Now, this signal has evolved over generations of operating within tribes and social groups when a solid standing in your tribe was often the difference between life and death. One good turn deserves another is a proverb that passes this law on, so the next generation understands its importance. Using kind gestures throughout your brand experience is an effective way to tap into this law. Although offering a freebie possibly isn't enough for prospects to throw their wallet at you, this kind of gesture is subconsciously banked. The more gestures they experience, the more that banked generosity will influence their buying decisions. Number two is scarcity. Now, scarcity is that age-old trick where you're told there are only a few left and suddenly you're scrambling to get your hands on it. Why? Because we're hardwired to want things that are running out, because that is how we survived. If something was running out, we wanted some of that. It's like when you're at a buffet and you see the last piece of chocolate cake. You didn't even know that you wanted dessert, but now you're on a mission to get that cake. So the next time you launch a product, considering offering a limited discount or a bonus to the first few buyers. Speaking of trust, let's talk about the power of authority. Remember when you were a kid and you do something just because an adult said so? That's the power of authority. We're conditioned to trust and to follow those who are experts or in a position of power. And it's not just about the title, it's also about the confidence, the knowledge, and the charisma that comes with that authority. Showcase your expertise through blogs, webinars, or even guest appearances on podcasts. Number four is consistency. Now, humans are creatures of habit, and we find comfort in the familiar, and we're more likely to stick to what we know. Consistency communicates dependability, and it breeds familiarity. So if you hire someone on a team, and that person shows up every day without fail, and is consistent in their work, consciously or subconsciously, their consistency and dependability will earn your trust. And this is why building a consistent brand experience is so crucial. Once a customer has a positive interaction with your brand, they're more likely to return if they can expect the same level of quality each time. Regularly audit your brand's touch points from social media to customer service, ensuring a unified voice and experience. Number five is liking. It's simple. People we like have more influence over us. Think about it. If you have two workmates, each recommending different restaurants, one workmate you're indifferent about, the other you like, chances are you'll choose the restaurant of the person that you like. We buy from brands that we like as well, whether it's because they share our values, they have a fantastic personality, or just make us laugh with some cheeky humor. Building a likable brand is key to winning customers. So we buy from brands we like. A quality product or service is table stakes. But after that, everything from the brand's personality and the tone of voice to their friendly customer service is an opportunity for brands to earn our liking. So engage with your audience on social media, respond to comments, share user-generated content, and create content that resonates with your audience. And that brings us to number six, social proof. Now, I love a good restaurant, and if I don't have a recommendation, I'll look for where the locals go. If I see a busy restaurant full of locals, that's enough for me to put Google in my back pocket and join the queue. That's social proof in action. We often look to others to validate our choices, especially when we're unsure. And if everyone else is doing it, it must be good for us, right? Encourage satisfied customers to leave reviews or testimonials where possible, and get your happy clients to document the transition from where they were to where they are now. Now, of course, once you collect all of your social proof, make it visible through your website, through social media, or anywhere else your prospects experience your brand. Now, while testimonials tell a brand story, there's nothing quite like a good old-fashioned narrative, which brings us on to number 7, storytelling. Now, everyone loves a good story because, in truth, it's hardwired into our DNA. It's been the primitive method humans have used to pass on wisdom for thousands of years, which is why we binge watch shows and we get lost in books. Stories are engaging, they're memorable, and they connect with us on an emotional level. For brands, storytelling is a powerful tool to share your journey, your values, and your vision in a way that resonates with your audience. There are many different ways to do this, whether it's highlighting the journeys of happy clients to crafting ads to put a spotlight on the fears and the desires and the emotions of your target audience. Moving on to number 8, and we have exclusivity. Now, I'm a firm believer in the work hard, play hard philosophy. If you work hard, you should reward yourself every now and then, especially if you work for yourself. And there's nothing quite like a reward with a touch of exclusivity that says, I've really earned this. Who doesn't want to feel special every now and then? So offering exclusive deals or products gives your customers that VIP feeling. It's like being part of a secret club where only a select few get access. So consider what you can do and where you can introduce a little red carpet into your brand experience. Number 9 is the contrast principle. Now, your new MacBook might feel super fast, but is it genuinely that much more quicker than your other MacBook, or is it just in your head? Transitioning from one place to another is a powerful thing, which is why makeovers and renovation shows are so popular. People love to see the contrast from where they were before, so they can see the transition of where they are now. And that's simply the contrast principle at play here. And by showcasing a stark difference, say before the customer's purchase and after the customer's purchase, brands can highlight their value proposition in a way where transition is almost tangible. So by using this principle, you're letting customers see the transformation or the improvement that they've made in their lives, making your product or service even more appealing. Number 10 is anchoring. Now, picture this. You walk into a store and you see a shirt priced at $150, but it's slashed down to $50. Now, regardless of the actual value, $50 now feels like a steal, right? And that's anchoring. By setting a higher initial price point, which is the anchor, the real price feels like a bargain. Getting value for money or a good deal gives us a rush because we're filled with a sense that we're in the know and we're making hay and we know more than what other people do. So it gives us that rush. It gives us that hit of adrenaline. And brands can strategically place these anchors to guide their customers' perception of value. So when setting prices for your products, consider introducing a premium version to serve as an anchor, making the other options seem more affordable and more of a bargain. This premium version might not make you millions in sales, but the influence that it has on the value perception of your core offer just might. Number 11 is novelty. Remember that feeling of young love where you're so smitten you lose all sense of reality? No, you hang up. Or what about that brand new car that you simply love climbing into for the first few months? That's the charm of novelty. Freshness grabs attention. When brands introduce new features or even revamp old ones, it can ignite interest. Word of caution though, it's like adding a new spice to a recipe. A sprinkle can excite the palate, but overdoing it might just spoil the broth. We're naturally drawn to what's new and shiny. Some people get too far down the line with shiny object syndrome, but we all feel the excitement of the novel. Novel experiences or products pique our curiosity and keep us engaged. And that's why we're always chasing the latest tech gadget or the latest fashion trend. So spice up your product line by introducing seasonal items or limited edition variants to add a sense of novelty. Number 12 is FOMO, or fear of missing out. Now, the fear of missing out, or FOMO, is a survival instinct that drives us. Strike while the iron is hot. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Make hay while the sun still shines. All of these proverbs have been passed down over the centuries to teach new generations that there is a price to pay for indecision. And that price is missing out. Now, in generations past, it was often a matter of life and death. Today, it's more related to investments, trends, and deals, yet the instinct still drives us. By emphasizing what others are enjoying or the limited quantity or the time nature of an offer, brands can tap into this age-old anxiety. So use countdown timers for sales or highlight limited stock to create that sense of urgency. But remember, don't do this too often. If it's fake FOMO, it's not going to feel real. People are going to see right through it. Do it from time to time, make it real, and people will respond. Number 13 is emotional appeal. Now, we are emotional beings, and these emotions have been driving our decisions long before we had the consciousness to even know what a decision was. We laugh, we cry, we fear, we desire, and yes, we buy based on our feelings. Connect with your audience on an emotional level, whether it's through humor, nostalgia, or passion, and that can create a long-lasting bond. Understand your audience's journey and the emotional highs and lows that they go through. Use storytelling in your marketing campaigns to evoke those emotions, be it a heartwarming tale or an inspiring journey. The value of emotional connection can't be understated, so make sure you weave it through your communication. Number 14, trust and transparency. Now, in a world filled with fake news, knockoffs, and bullshit, trust and transparency are both valuable commodities. Yes, brands need to make promises to convert prospects into buyers, but that has led to embellishments and flat-out lies that has jaded the trust of consumers and really numbed our response to messages that are out there in the market. We don't believe brands anymore because there's so much bullshit out there. Brands that are upfront about their processes, honest in their claims, and consistent in delivering quality earn that trust. Think about it. Who would you trust more? Someone who waxes continuously about how amazing they are, or someone with their feet on the ground, unafraid to acknowledge their imperfections? Being transparent, even when it shows flaws, shows a sense of authenticity that the brand values its customers more than just sales. After all, a lasting relationship is built on trust, not gimmicks or short-term gains. Regularly update your customers on company news, product sourcing, or any changes in policies. Being upfront fosters trust. Now look, in the vast world of marketing and branding, understanding the human psyche isn't just a plus, it's an absolute necessity. These 14 psychological triggers aren't about manipulating customers, but understanding and connecting with them on a deeper level. And by integrating these insights into your strategy, not only can you make your brand more engaging and memorable, but you can also build lasting trust-filled relationships. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about selling a product. It's about creating an experience and being a brand that genuinely gets its people. So buckle up, tap into that human essence, and watch the magic unfold. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened. And make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brand Master Podcast.